course, I was right. The world was about to change. Though as inevitable as it seemed, somehow it was still a shock. Come Friday, the 1st of September, 1939, I was in a rehearsal room, pointlessly preparing a television version of Somerset Maugham's play, The Circle.
Where are those tennis rackets?
I've sent someone to try and find some, Mr. Gielgud.
Do we really need them? I mean, we never actually play.
I know you never actually play, but you intend to.
Well, we're in the gear, aren't we? I mean, we will be, the tennis whites. So the audience will know. It's television, remember, Mr. Gielgud, not radio.
I know that perfectly well, but we need balls and rackets.
I'm more worried about this line on page 17. Are we really going to say damn on the BBC?
Oh, I'll be saying a lot worse than that if I don't get
Mr. Gielgud, a phone call for you, sir. They said it's urgent.
Thank you.
It was Alexandra Palace and the powers that be, with the message I'd been expecting.
Yes, of course.
That we'd all been expecting.
Thank you for letting me know.
But praying would not come.
Well, that's that then. Television is closing down.
Oh, dear. Before it's even begun.
Does that mean we're at war?
I found a racket and ball, sir!
Thank goodness I'd won the battle with Siepman and had my radio repertory company. And now it began. The Exodus. It seemed the whole of London was abandoning ship. We were all under the illusion that bombs would immediately begin raining down as war broke out. Myself and the technical crew, along with the actors who formed the 26-strong repertory, were to relocate to the Vale of Evesham in Worcestershire, where a stately home had been secretly procured by the BBC for use in case of war. It was commonly referred to as Hogs Norton. Therefore, I scribbled my first will and negotiated with my Siamese cat Hugo, who didn't want to leave London any more than I did. I locked up my Longacre flat, wondering what would remain if and when I returned.